We're going to start with a song, which we're all invited to join in. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
Thank you. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Can I welcome the Holy Methodist Choir? And I do welcome too any of you who are visiting today. There are a few new faces I see. So it's great you could join us as well. Just a little bit about the Holy Methodist Church. They're at Ovingham near North Adelaide. They've actually celebrated their 20th anniversary this year. And there are a number of Holy Chinese Methodist churches around Australia. I think most of them have links to Malaysia. I know there's a strong Methodist church in Malaysia, and I've had some dealings with them in the past through mission work. We welcome Pastor Christina and Jasmine, our wonderful conductor. Jasmine has actually been with the choir now for 8 years with this choir, but the choir's been running for 15 years. And Jasmine trained music studies at the university in Kuala Lumpur and then went on to postgraduate studies in church music. So she's very able to conduct the choir, and we just appreciate the time and dedication that all of these people have obviously put into the work that they love so well. I get the treat of listening to them once a year because I keep getting invited out to preach there. I'm not sure how much my Aussie English translates to Chinese English, but they're obviously either very polite or haven't worked out how to say no yet. Anyway.
The choir are now going to bring us a song, Then Sings My Soul. But I believe this one's in Mandarin.
Yes.
So you may not understand the words, but I'm sure you can sing it along in your heart. come now to a time of prayer in our service. I don't know about you, but often when I pray, I'm very good at asking God for things, but not very good at thanking Him for all He does. So this morning I thought we'd just share together in a prayer of thanks to God. Father, we thank You for the many, many blessings You give us. So much we take for granted. We thank You for our beautiful world, the sky, the trees, the plants and flowers, for all the life on earth in its complexity and wonder. We thank You for our brothers and sisters all over the world, and we thank You for the love, care and compassion Your people show, even in the darkest places. Thank You that even if we don't go to these places ourselves, we can uphold these saints in prayer and even support them financially. Thank You for our country of Australia, where we can live peaceful lives without the threat of war and strife. Thank You for our politicians, especially those who are Christian, and we thank You for the difference they can make as they serve with wisdom and compassion. Thank You for our beautiful little town of South Alban, for the people who make this a comfortable and safe place to live. Thank You for the many varied opportunities we have to bring Your grace and love to our neighbours and friends through ICC, through the bookshop, through Triple C, Teen Challenge, Prayer Stop, and so many other ways. Thank You for the success of the clothing sale last week and for the impact the funds raised will have in reaching out a helping hand to those in our community less fortunate than ourselves. Thank You for the many opportunities in our church for Bible study and prayer. We thank You for the faithful dedication of our elders and deacons as they seek to lead and guide the congregation into a deeper relationship with You. We thank You for each other, for the joy of fellowship, for the ability to give and receive support, encouragement and a helping hand. We thank You for our health, and while we may not always be as strong as we would wish, we acknowledge that every day is a gift from You, and we thank You that You are always with us and never forsake us. And especially today, Lord, we thank You for the gift of music, for the way our hearts are lifted to You in praise as this wonderful choir shares their love of music with us. For all these things and for so many more, we give You praise and thanks. Amen.
So it's my turn to sing now. Okay. Bees. Talk today is about bees. They live in beehives. They pollinate flowers. The busy bees produce honey. One Thursday we noticed a few bees in the kitchen. Just a few. They were coming in through a vent in the wall. We closed off the opening into the kitchen, so we thought. But later that day, Sarah observed hundreds and hundreds of bees in the kitchen. We don't know much about bees, but sometime previously, without our knowledge, some bees had decided that our kitchen vent would be an excellent place to start a hive. And so they did. Then they decided to extend their territory to the kitchen. Would they take over the whole house? Sin is like that. Sin starts with something small. It seems to us to be small and insignificant. Then it develops into something bigger. Then the results are noticeable by others. And then it stings us. We may die. As the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. But the antidote is given. For this same verse goes on, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. As we come today to remember the death of Jesus on the cruel cross, we remember that through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we have been raised to new life. And I wonder, how should we live in this new life that Jesus has given us? Well, stay tuned, listen to the Bible reading and message this morning, and you'll hear. And as we remember the death of Jesus, we remember back when Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke the bread and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Eat in remembrance of me," said Jesus. And after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." So let us do this morning. As we take the bread, as we drink the juice, let us remember that Jesus died for us in our place, and he is coming again. Thank you.
It's time now for our Bible read.
Hello. Can everyone hear me? Dad's just told me or asked me to do the Bible reading for today.
I can do the whole lot if you want me to.
Colossians 3:1-17, is that right, Dad? Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Well, we now get to practice what we've just been taught. So the choir are going to bring us how great thou art. They're going to sing the first verse, and then we're all encouraged to join in and give your heart and soul to God in praising him. Thank you. After that, we'll go straight into the benediction, which is again another song, and then the service will be over. Thank you.
Well, thank you again for attending and good afternoon.